Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is awesome. Today is day 19. Day 19, one more day until we hit that halfway mark. Amen. Time just flew by. And so we have 21 more days left on this fast, during fasting and prayer. And I hope and pray that God is ministering to you and blessing your life tremendously during this time of Lent. All right, we're going to get right to the Word. The Word this morning is coming to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I want to read verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 13, in your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entire 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I know it'll be a blessing to your life. Here begins the reading of God's Word. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about being resilient. Being resilient. Beloved, the definition of resilience is a person or animal's ability to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. I'm going to read that one more time. Resilience means a person or animal's ability to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. That's what it means to be resilient. In fact, doctors and pediatricians alike have discovered that babies are more resilient than new parents give them credit for. That as they move around, bounce around, as they are tossed around, that babies are able to recover quickly because they have resilience on the inside of them. And beloved, I believe this, that as children of God, God has put in us the ability to recoil, to snap back after being stretched, bent, and compressed. And there are some keys to resilience that I think every believer ought to understand that should help make us stronger Christians during the time of testing, during the time of difficult conditions. See, if we only discover, when we discover these keys, we can then recover and move on to bigger and better things. But we have to learn how to recover. And a part of our recovery is discovering resilience. The Apostle Paul explains to us how to handle temptation, or how to handle when being tested through challenging circumstances. So the relevant question this morning is, what are the keys to being resilient through your testing? What are the keys to being resilient through your testing? I believe verse 13 has the answer. There are three things in the text that I want to lift up. Number one, one of the keys to being resilient is understanding that life is filled with tests. You got to get that off the bat. Life is filled with tests or testing. Look at the A clause of verse 13. Verse 13 says, no temptation or no testing has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. In other words, what you are facing, what you are enduring, what you are, the challenge of what you're being under has not overtaken you except what is common to man. In other words, no test comes upon you except what is common to life, because life is filled with tests. And if you are living, you're going to experience temptations. You're going to experience tests. And so if we're going to be resilient, you have to say to yourself that this is a part of life. I know we don't want to deal with it. I know we don't want to go through it. I know we don't want to endure it. But testing and temptations are a part of life. It is a common occurrence to those who live and breathe. Now, here it is. God then, in life, allows or permits things to challenge us, to happen to us. So we then must learn to endure it. Because if God gave me life, and I now know that life is filled with test and temptation, I then must trust God with my life to know that God knows what God is doing. Life is filled with tests, beloved, but you've got something inside of you that's going to help you to pass the test. You are resilient in God. But there's more here. Not only is life filled with tests, but the second thing I want to lift up is that God shows us by way of the Apostle Paul that there is also a limit to your testing. Life is filled with tests, but there is a limit to your testing. Look at the B clause of verse 13. B clause of verse 13 says, "And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear." And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted or tested beyond what you can bear. In other words, this is big, beloved, that this means that if it is a big test that you're going through, it's because you have big faith in God, which means that you have the resilience, enough resilience to bear whatever you're going through. When you think back over your life, there are some big things that you've had to overcome. There's been some big challenges that you have faced, and you have faced them and survived. You've survived and you faced it because there's a limit to your testing. And the bigger the test, the bigger your faith in God. And the bigger your faith in God, the bigger God has, the more God has a shorter time for your testing. You limit your testing by way of your faith in God. See, when you're resilient enough to bear it, and plus there's a time limit on your testing, that means God has put something on the inside of you that's able to endure what you're facing. And thanks be to God that there's a limit on your testing. One thing I used to love about taking tests is the fact that by the end of class, the test was over. Beloved, the bell's about to ring. Hallelujah. There's a limit on your testing. And because you've endured it, God's going to give you the strength to come through it. There's one more thing I want to show you about being resilient. Not only is life filled with tests, life is filled with tests. There's tests throughout life. Not only is there a limit to your testing, God has put an expiration date on your time of testing. But you've got to have faith in God. And the bigger the test, the bigger your faith. But then finally, beloved, I've discovered this about resilience, that God will lift you through your God will lift you through your testing. Look at the C clause of verse 13. It says, but when you are tempted or tested, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So when you are tested, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. See, God limits the time of your testing, but God also lifts you through your testing, which means God provides a way out for his children. Listen, as long as you keep falling into testing and temptation, you minimize what God can do to help you to endure it. Remember, it says that he'll provide a way out so that you can endure it. In other words, God's going to lift you, but he's not going to lift you beyond the testing. He's going to lift you through the testing. But it's up to us while being tested, beloved, that we don't fall back into temptation, that we don't fall back into testing, because we minimize then how God can help us to endure. But being resilient means that then God, when we only fall back into test, can only trust us with small things. But if you go through the testing and you allow the Lord to lift you through the testing, when you go through and you endure, you'll find the lesson in the testing. And God will make a way of escape through the testing, meaning you will learn the lesson through your test. And the quicker you learn the lesson through your test, the quicker the Lord will lift you and provide you a way of escape. And the way of escape not only means coming out of the test, but the way of escape also means that God can trust you with greater things. So don't get trapped in your testing, because God wants you to learn the lessons through the test. But be resilient through your testing so that God can trust you with greater responsibilities. Watch this, that the Apostle Paul was reading and sharing this with the people at Corinth because he wanted them to know. Verse 9 says, we should not test Christ as some of them did, meaning people of the past, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble as some of them did, the people of the past, and were killed by the destroying angel. Verse 11 says, these things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. Verse 12, and I'm praying. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Fall where? Fall back into testing, or to fall back into temptation. You're too resilient to fall back into testing. God wants to give you greater responsibility, but you got to learn the lesson through your testing, and then come out on the other side. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning thankful and grateful that you help us to understand that life is filled with tests, that there are tests all around us. They're common occurrences in our everyday living. But then, Lord God, although life is filled with tests, you put a limit on our testing. Lord God, you put a cutoff date, an expiration date on the time of our testing. So, Lord God, thank you that our testing won't last always. Trouble don't last always. We just have to endure going through, because a big God, big faith in a big God will allow us to cut our testing time. And then, Lord, help us to be lifted through our testing. So we know, Lord Jesus, that whatever we're facing and whatever we're going through, Lord God, that you've already made a way of escape. You want us to grow, to have greater responsibility in you. But Lord God, we don't want to be stuck in testing where you only trust us with the small things. Help us to pass the tests. Help us to endure what we face. Help us to be resilient, Lord God, knowing on the other side greater responsibility awaits us. God, we love you, we adore you, we bless you and honor you, and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Listen, take time, read this lesson, and learn that testing may be a common occurrence in life, but God has given us the resilience to be able to endure and to pass every test that we face. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Take this word with you in Jesus' name.